a cheerful giver. So many times in our life we associate that with monetary things. I'm here to give money. And if we look at the context, it is true. But can it also be true that if we give ourselves, that if we gave ourselves, if we serve the Lord not grudgingly or of necessity, if we serve God cheerfully, wouldn't that please the Lord? I don't know how you serve the Lord, but I was reminded again this past week of how it ought to be done. It ought to be done freely. I was talking to Brother Evans, and I asked him, I said, where'd you go to school? He's like, oh, I went here and there. I said, what'd you take? And he's like, oh, I was teaching management. I said, oh, manage, that's because his parents were the directors. I said, to manage this? And he goes, no way. He goes, no one in their right mind would want to end up here. I said, well, by the looks of things, this ought to be the place where everyone would want to end up. Serving the Lord in this capacity? Look what you get to do on a daily basis. And I was reminded again that we give of ourselves, not grudgingly, or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And our intention to serve anybody and everybody wholeheartedly, God blesses. That brings us to our next verse, 1 Samuel 12. 1 Samuel chapter 12. First Samuel 12:24. Only fear the Lord and serve Him in truth. And how do we serve Him? With all your heart. For consider how great things He hath done for you. Again, I was reminded this past week that we don't serve by because of the responses that we get, because a lot of times that's disheartening. But we serve because we love the Lord. And we serve God. We serve others because we love God with all our heart. Your young people did a tremendous job this week. They did a great job. There were opportunities to complain. Say when? When you're halfway down the slide, holding yourself up with a rope, waxing with one hand. It was Karate Kid. You know, wax on, wax off. I mean, that's where you were. And you got to hold yourself up, and then your hands start shaking because you're holding all your weight, and that's not easy. And then it's been raining for a couple days, and it was messy. And we're at this 147-acre camp, and I promise you, it's been a long time since that was cleaned. All right, I moved the table. What do you want me to do now, Mr. McDowell? All right, we got to go downstairs and clean those bathrooms. Okay, where's the stuff? Where's the paper towels? Where's the cleaning supplies? Okay, we need to mop this whole place. All right. We need to clean a weight room, and we need to do this, and we need to take light bulbs out and move them here. All right. They did it well. They did it well, and they did it with a good heart. All right, we're going to sit in a van now for another, or a bus for 10 hours. I was about ready to snap. I'll be truthful. I had to sit up in the wheel well and just away from people a little bit. That's a blessing of a bus, but it gets small quick with that many people. And they just handled it well. They're having a good time laughing. Because serving the Lord is a great way to spend your time. I'm so thankful for our young people. I'm so thankful to be with them. They encourage me. Colossians chapter 3. We're almost done. We'll sing a song at the end and then we'll be done. Galatians, Philippians, Colossians. Like it was said, if you have an opportunity, I wish this place was closer that we could be more involved in it. It is far. It is by car probably about 8 hours, by bus about 10. I wish it was closer, but as the Lord gives us opportunity, we would like to go back and take another group. There's plenty to do. Colossians 3:17 says, "And whatsoever you do in word or deed, and do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him." We're looking at tonight, how do we serve? We serve not grudgingly, cheerfully. We serve wholeheartedly. And here in Colossians 3:17, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. We're thankful for the opportunity to be able to serve Him. It truly is a privilege to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And the way we serve Jesus is by serving others. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 20. Matthew 6, 20. In verse 19, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. He cannot serve God and mammon. Understanding that our service to God, the reward is in heaven. When we serve the Lord, sometimes we'll not see it. Oh, we'll get glimpses of it. Brother Anthony said this. He says, I'm so excited to have Brother Eric come and preach because it gives me hope. Because every day he serves young people that cuss and have a hard time and come from rough places. And Brother Eric was just like that. Not that he was cussing, but, you know, he lived. The kids were asking, where did you live? I lived on this street and this street and this street. And here's the like they said, this complex. It takes up almost, I don't know, it was a big area. And Brother Eric was all around, but never leaving very far from the, praise the Lord for that. Got a chance to meet his pastor. He was a blessing. Talking to Pastor Monty, that's his name. Big guy. Preach straightforward. He's telling me every weekend Brother Eric would stay at his house. Why? Because the bus wouldn't come back and get him, and he would just have him over on Sunday, and whoever Brother Monty had from his church, he would invite Brother Eric, and he would just stay there, and he would take him home on Monday. Every weekend. Man, I'm so glad there was a Pastor Monty. I'm so glad there was a Dan Evans that invested in Eric McDowell. I'm so glad I got to see that. There's a treasure in heaven for those men. James chapter 1. James 1:27, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and keep himself unspotted from the world. There's a thankless group of people that have maybe little as we would consider offer back the fatherless and widows, but those are who we are called to. Not just in Indianapolis, but here. As Kelly said it well. Last verse, 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1. Verse 12. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. It truly is a blessing to serve the Lord. Say, I'd like to be in the ministry one day. You can be in the ministry every day. When you serve others and you serve the Lord, that is the ministry. Be faithful to that. Be faithful to that. Let's get our hymnal out tonight. We'll sing one last song tonight. Open up to 390. Can you turn this mic on? We're going to sing a song we don't normally sing, but...
but